Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, the 4th of October. I'm Mohsin Ali for The Wall Street Journal. North Korea fired a missile over Japan Tuesday morning, local time. It ultimately landed in the Pacific Ocean, but the launch prompted Japanese officials to warn citizens to take shelter. It's the first time North Korea has fired a missile over Japan since 2017. The launch amounts to an escalation, according to Japanese and South Korean officials. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida denounced the launch as outrageous. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to determine whether social media companies can be held liable for the content their users post on the platforms. This opens a new challenge to the broad legal immunity provided to internet companies by the law known as Section 230, which has come under scrutiny from lawmakers in recent years. The set of cases the court will hear involve families of victims of ISIS who are seeking to hold Google, Twitter, and Facebook parent company Meta to account. The companies say they've worked hard to remove terrorist content. And a little more than a year and a half it went public, Poshmark is selling itself for less than half of its original value. The social shopping network went public at $42 a share in January 2021. It's agreed to sell itself to South Korean internet giant Naver for less than 18 bucks a share. Both Poshmark and Naver have said the transaction will allow it to grow in Asia. Asian stock markets ended the day mainly mixed while European shares were up in early trading, and U.S. stock futures headed up. Investors will be watching U.S. job openings, quits, and other employment trend figures for August due out this morning. And on the earnings front, Ford is among the companies expected to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.